But... You're surviving.
Yep.
You're still good?
Recording 3 of 5.
Four.
No.
Four today.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here we are again. Episode 9 of the Heroverse. We literally just checked. So yeah, episode 9 of the Heroverse.
Yeah, 9.
And we're going to now actually start on our DC Extended Universe films.
Which are dying.
Well, the Snyderverse is dead.
Yeah. There's what? There's
maybe 1 to 2 more films coming out with that. With Aquaman 2 and...
What's in upcoming releases? If you scroll down a bit, I think it shows upcoming... So upcoming... So there's the new Shazam...
The Flash, which I think's now been panned.
I can't remember.
The Blue Beetle is definitely coming out.
And Aquaman. Because they've just recast, what's the name, aren't they? They've recast...
Amber Heard. Yeah.
So that Aquaman's coming out. Shazam's definitely coming out.
I think Blue Beetle's definitely coming out as well.
Flash, we don't know.
Flash, I'm not totally sure on due to Ezra Miller and all of that controversy.
Well, scroll down. It might say something. Just... if we check at the bottom,
it doesn't say anything about that.
So we don't know.
But the Snyderverse version of the DCEU is dead or dying due to the fact James Gunn has now been put at the helm and he has basically sacked everybody.
Yeah.
Including The Rock's Black Adam.
And Henry Cavill's Superman, who came back in Black Adam.
And
everyone.
Everyone has gone.
Except now he said he wants to keep Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Which I disagree with in the sense of, no, if you're going to start again, start again.
Yeah.
Fuck it off, start again. I get why, because I agree. I don't think many other people could play Wonder Woman.
No.
Personally, I wish Gal Gadot would, and I think this is her genetics, I wish she could put on a bit more muscle. Not a lot, but a bit. Because Wonder Woman is really strong. I'd like a little bit more. Just, I'm not saying massive, but she's thinner than I am, and I'm not that big.
Mm.
If she got up to sort of my size, but with muscle, that'd work. But I don't know. But we're not there yet.
So
we're going to start at the beginning.
The first two films in the DCEU are Zack Snyder's, with Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. And then the third film we're going to talk about is Suicide Squad, which was David Ayer. So we're going to start with Man of Steel. This is obviously the origins of Batman. Superman. Fucking hell, man. Wake up. Drink your coffee.
I'll run this one. Right.
Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Start of Superman. We're introduced to Henry Cavill as Superman.
I loved him. Yeah. Henry Cavill's a great Superman. And what one thing... sorry, I'll learn originally. It's a tidbit. You know the scene where he comes out the water and he steals the clothes off that washing line? Yeah. He's got the hairy chest.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill said...
Yeah, pulled out a comic to say, no, I can have a hairy
chest. Because he was there going, I'm not waxing. You can fuck... He wasn't doing it.
No.
And they were like, well, we'll replace... And he went... Fucking hairy chest!
Yeah.
On a Superman. And he pulled out the Death of Superman comic, which shows he's got the hairy chest. Superman's an alien! He could look like fucking Chewbacca! And it wouldn't matter!
This is why I think James Gunn has really... He's playing with fire, really, in my opinion.
Mm.
Especially where Henry Cavill's concerned.
Yeah.
Because... Henry's king of nerds.
Yeah.
At the moment, at the end of the day. And he is a massive nerd. And he likes to do things correct.
I think James needed to work with Henry, not get rid of him.
Now, the first film in the DCEU had one hell of a production team. Because as well as Zack Snyder, you also had Christopher Nolan producing it.
Yeah.
Which is why I think... And the story was also written by... Christopher Nolan as well, and I think that is why Man of Steel is the best.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think DCU. I don't think any of the other films compare.
The only film that sort of compares would be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but I think that again the pulling forces in both those films are the lead.
Yeah,
and. Where so Man of Steel, great film. The they go with the origin, they get it done, they put it to bed, and they go, now we're ready.
Yeah. And they get, they do, it's the same. Unfortunately, where we see origins within Marvel, most of the time, their origin stories are similar, but not the same. So, different variants of Spider-Man, for instance, the sort of spider he gets bitten by changes a little bit. It could be genetically mutated, it could be radioactive, whatever. In terms of Superman, his origin story pretty much is always the same thing.
It is written in fucking ironclad
language. Krypton is being destroyed, he gets sent to Earth as a baby, he gets found by the Kents, who raise him to be a human boy.
And I think that's where it works, that he is a human. Like, yes, he's got these powers, but I think first he's human.
Yes.
Whereas almost, I think the opposite is true of Batman. Although he's not an alien by any stretch, if you go, Superman is a human first and a hero second, I think Batman is the opposite. If he's a hero first,
yeah,
and a human second. Because I, in one of the comics, even Batman says, like, he's got the lasso of truth around him. He's Batman because he is. Bruce Wayne is Batman. Whereas you would go, Superman is Clark Kent's alternate. No. Bruce Wayne is Batman's alternate.
Yeah.
And I think that is...
Yeah.
That shows who Superman is. And I think that... Henry Cavill knows this, and that's why he runs so well with it.
Yeah,
I agree with Henry in terms of, though, after this he said no matter what he wants to stop doing shirtless scenes. And the reason he says that is, you know, the dehydration they have to go through to make the skin glow. He hates it, he gets migraines, headaches, and I agree with him. We need to stop this in Hollywood. What's wrong with just having big butch guys? I'm sorry, right? If I saw Henry Cavill's Man of Steel and then the Beast... Let's go with the Beast. You know, the fucking powerlifter. I'm looking at those and I've got to fight one of them. I'm fighting Henry.
Yeah,
he looks muscular. That guy is still three times his fucking size and can hurt. Henry? He's muscular, yes. But I'd still rather fight him given the choice. We need to get this idea that these gleaming, fitted muscles are the way to roll and get actual strength going in Hollywood. And I agree with Henry for pushing for that. But no, Man of Steel, great film. Then we move on...
to Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Martha!
Yeah. Right. So this film is a mess.
It is.
Because you've got Lex Luthor, Abomination, and then another underpinning story of Batman trying to kill Superman.
For almost no reason.
For no reason other than the fact that basically Superman had a super fight and destroyed a Wayne fucking Enterprises building. And it sort of made him go, well, if he is so powerful, no one can stop him. I've got to stop him. And it's like, but why? You've not even talked to the man to figure anything out. Like, he's more than happy to go and find Aquaman, who he knows is basically king of the sea and can fucking...
And he's also, not in this, for some stupid arse reason, almost as strong as Superman.
Yeah.
Aquaman and Wonder Woman are meant to be on par with...
Well, they sort of show Wonder Woman being sort of on par.
Yes.
In Justice League.
Yeah, but they're meant to be on par, and then literally... they're scraping at the heels of Martian Manhunter, who is most of the way to being as strong as Superman. So they're not, but it shows them to be far weaker than Superman, where it's like, no, Aquaman could literally rise the sea up and flood Gotham.
Yeah.
That is worse than what Superman did. Fuck, it's a terrible idea, terrible way. You want this fight? I'm sorry, this fight needed to be much later.
Yes. Yeah, through a disagreement of something.
Yeah.
The thing is with Batman versus Superman is it came down to the fact that both of their parents are called Martha. That's what ended the fight, which I think is possibly one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
When Kong versus Godzilla came out, where it was all the memes of Mothra. How do you know that name?
Yeah.
I actually still haven't seen that film, you know. I need to watch it.
I think they tried to do too much. I don't think Abomination should have been introduced yet.
No.
I think that what they should have done is that the main baddie of the thing should have been Lex.
Yeah.
Lex should have been the one stirring the pot against Superman and sort of egging the fight on to a degree. I don't think that the fight should have been... I mean, this film ended with Superman dying, for fuck's sake. Like, don't get me wrong, I think that if the Snyderverse had have taken off properly and Warner Brothers had have just given him complete creative control, things may have been different. But at this stage in the game, you've killed one of the biggest heroes in your franchise at the very start of your fucking run. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to kill Iron Man in Iron Man 2. And then we're not going to see him again till Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do. Or at least Avengers. We're going to kill Iron Man, then we're going to resurrect him in Avengers. Fucking... No!
It was a bit of a mess. The film itself isn't god-awful.
I almost think I know why, and I've just clicked. This is just pinged in my head. They just did a Cap. But whereas Cap was only frozen, Superman is dead. There's a big difference.
I think, don't get me wrong, it's not a terrible film.
No.
It's watchable. But I think in terms of story arc, character development, it's very subpar.
Yeah.
And I think that they had 3 years from Man of Steel to create this film.
Yeah.
3 years. If Marvel had 3 years, they had 4 years between... Iron Man and the Avengers.
Yeah.
Okay. And in 4 years, they created films every year that worked. DC have not been able to do that.
No.
Man of Steel, very good. Batman vs. Superman, not brilliant. Suicide Squad, not brilliant.
Better, but I think better than Batman v. Superman, personally.
Yes, better than Batman vs. Superman, but still not a brilliant film. And then they had another good success with Wonder Woman. Then Justice League... No. Then Aquaman, not too bad. Shazam,
pretty good.
But Shazam is a different direction of film.
Shazam is your Guardians of the Galaxy film.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. I like Shazam's good.
Birds of Prey.
No.
Not a Wonder fan. Woman 1984. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Zack Snyder's Justice League was Warner Brothers going, right, we'll give what the fans want then. We'll release the Snyder Cut. And don't get me wrong, it's much better than the Justice League.
But it still suffers from the initial same problem of it's Superman and Friends.
Yeah. Then James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. Now, admittedly, I haven't really watched this yet, but I'm still not hearing great things.
No.
And then
they do that before we go to the last film. Then, we're going to start with our TV. Here's the Peacemaker TV series. I can't stand John Cena at the best of times. Why do I want to watch him parade around in a fucking onesie and a helmet? And then, he looks like a... You know who John Cena reminds me of when he plays Peacemaker? You know when you see those things where... on the internet where the dads put on the superhero suit for the kid's birthday party? That's John Cena to me now. He's me dad putting on a superhero costume at my 11th... At my 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th birthday party.
Mm. And then finally, Black Adam, which... It's just The Rock in a suit. That's all it is.
Yeah.
With
guest starring Henry Cavill.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Now, we will touch on these other films later.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Black Adam does introduce Hawkman.
Yeah.
And
it helps open
Doctor
up their...
Doctor Fate and...
Yeah.
And
it helps stuff. Open up their extended universe. But
now it's all over because James Gunn's just pulled the plug on it. So...
What are we doing? Where are we going...
Yeah, just need to see if the Gunverse is going to work. I don't have high hopes. I think at this stage, the problem that DC have had is there's been too many reboots.
Yes.
And I know this is the first time they're rebooting the DCEU, but once is too many.
Same as if Avengers had ended the MCU, I don't think we'd be watching... getting ready for, what's that? Wakanda Forever. We wouldn't have that.
No. I think there's too many variants as well.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know. We've had two variants of the X-Men. In terms of, we've had the young X-Men and we've had the old X-Men.
Yeah.
We've had three variants of Spider-Man. And I'm talking about modern films.
Yes.
We've had three variants of Spider-Man. But they were entities that could get away without a universe. Yeah. Okay? You don't need a whole universe of Marvel for the X-Men. No. Or Spider-Man, because they can stand alone on their own two fucking feet. They've proven that. How many Batman have we had at this stage?
So you had the... I'm going to call it the Burton Batman.
Yeah, don't count the TV series. That's irrelevant. So I'm not bothered about Adam West.
No. So I'm going with... I'm ignoring the anime.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, so you've had... the Keaton, Clooney...
Bat-Nichols, Clooney. Yeah.
So those ones I'm calling the Tim Burton universe, yeah? We're going to... Because they were kind of a four-film series. So we'll put that over there.
Then we've had...
The Nolan Trilogy.
And now we've got Ben Affleck.
And then
now we've got fucking Batman. Now we've got Robert Pattinson.
And that was the problem. So why all this is going on? You're also allowing people to make the Batman and Joker.
Yeah.
Well, where do they fit in? Well, they don't.
Well, they don't. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So then you've got five. So you've got five Batmen. You've got Reeves. The other guy that did another Superman film, and then Man of Steel. So three different Supermen.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's never really been touched on.
She was only done by that other woman who mainly did it. And she were good.
That was for a TV series, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they did do a film. But it was like a TV special.
Aquaman's never really had much in the way of...
No, I don't think he's had any live action.
So, but people are like... Marvel have never had to... Like I've said, other than Spider-Man and X-Men, there's never really been... Multiple.
I like how you're ignoring the Fantastic Four with that. Do we just not talk about the Fantastic
Four? All right, well, no, Fantastic Four. So there's been two iterations of the Fantastic Four so far. Technically three if you count the ones that were in the latest Doctor Strange film in terms of Mr. Fantastic. But for me, I think we're all bored of watching Superman's origin story. I'm bored of watching Batman fight the Joker or fight... Because Batman only... In the films, Batman has fought... The Joker multiple times.
Yeah.
The Riddler once.
And that's something I'll give the Spider-Man films. There's been three Spider-Men, yeah?
Everyone's had a different
villain.
Yeah. Apart from the last one, which had all the villains of the old ones, but even so.
But then, that's fine. Yeah, I can live with that, though, because that worked for that film.
Yeah.
But...
Batman's fought the Joker three times.
And technically, if you want to get really technical, down to the nitty-gritty... The villain in the third Spider-Man film was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He was his own villain.
Yeah. But for me, Dawn of Justice just...
Yeah, it was...
It wasn't a great film. It was too messy. It needed more real direction. It had too many...
And look, who's not involved? There's no Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
And I think he can give...
Well, Nolan didn't... Has not been involved since that Man of Steel film.
But
and
he
should have been, yeah. I think if Nolan and Snyder would have worked together...
We might
be seeing a DCEU that rivals the MCU.
Yeah, I agree. And then we moved into Suicide Squad, which I liked the idea.
Okay.
The idea was great.
I would like to see the cut of Suicide Squad before Deadpool came out. Because when Suicide Squad was first going to come out, we were looking at having a really nice, dark, nitty-gritty Suicide Squad film. Really anticipated it. Deadpool came out.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And Deadpool, being Deadpool, jokes,
yeah,
blood,
no, I agree.
Gore, whatever. And then Warner Brothers went, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Deadpool's just broken everything. We need to rewrite Suicide Squad.
Here's what I'd have done with the Suicide Squad. I have no problem with 90% of the film. I'd have removed the Joker subplot.
Yes.
It was relevant.
And I would have also got rid of a lot of the forced jokes and comedy they tried to put into it to try and make it rival Deadpool.
The only one who should have been trying to crack jokes, really, is Harley and Captain Boomerang.
Yeah. I think the Suicide Squad panicked when Deadpool came out.
I agree.
And they were like, well, we need to start adding comedy and that's what will get people over to us. No. What you need to do is...
Be,
actually pander to the fans.
Be thing is, it's be your own movie. But Brightburn was a great movie. Do you know why it was a great movie? Because it went, evil Superman, where do we go? And they went.
Yeah.
And they didn't care that at the same time that film was being worked on, there were several evil Superman out in the DC universe. They didn't reference any of them. And then what did they do at the end? They went, here's an end credits where we're going to tease all the evil variants of the rest of the Justice League. We never saw that. I'm still gutted we're never going to. Because I think it could have done well. Obviously, I think it was like Bloomberg Productions didn't believe in it. But so what? They did what
Blumhouse.
They... Blumhouse, that's the one. Yeah. They did their film. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Always do your film. If you... if someone will... and I'm sure there are people who love these films.
Yeah.
All of them and think they're golden, much better. But that's fine, but... the only reason Suicide Squad is like it is in reaction to more Marvel. I know Deadpool at that point wasn't Marvel, but in reaction...
it wasn't, but it kind of was.
It was during the acquisition of Fox, wasn't it? Yeah, but it was still did it reactively rather than go, no, we're going to release our Suicide Squad. And then they could have watched... we have no guarantee, and we will never know this, if Marvel then hadn't gone, let's play pretend and say the film releasing after this was Doctor Strange.
Mm.
Well, what if they'd have gone, shit, Suicide Squad is really dark and bloody and gory. Our Doctor Strange needs that.
Yeah.
How do we know that wouldn't have happened? Mm. Well, we do because Kevin Feige's got a brain cell, but...
I mean...
Warner Brothers stopped being reactive. And Suicide Squad shows they're reactive.
But I kind of feel... that Suicide Squad isn't really part of the DCEU. Let's say you took away that scene with Ben Affleck's Batman.
And Amanda Waller, yeah. They're the only two things that connect them.
Take that out. That's a standalone film, no different to the Joker.
You could almost have the Suicide Squad verse.
You know,
with Suicide Squad, and I think Birds of Prey and the Suicide Squad.
I think
Squad.
That's where, don't get me wrong, the DCU did start to sort of get better with Wonder Woman, Justice League and Aquaman. But at the same time, the DCU has always felt disconnected.
Yeah.
Whereas the MCU got it right because they always show you some sort of a connection between other...
quite often in Iron Man films, you've got like old prototypes of Cap's shield and there's little things in the... yeah, this universe is not massively connected.
You could say Man of Steel and Batman... Dawn of Justice, they take place in Earth 1.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad is Earth 2. Then Wonder Woman and Justice League go back, and Aquaman go back to Earth 1.
Yeah.
But then again, Aquaman, I'm not totally sure if that's a prequel or a sequel.
No.
To Justice League. I think it's a prequel, but...
yeah, because he doesn't have the trident, but then he makes references to the fight.
So it's kind of like... that could be Earth 3.
Yeah.
Like
it could.
The films are so disconnected. Now, don't get me wrong. There's been a big long-standing theory in the MCU that we're not actually watching the same universe that we were watching in Phase 1. There's a theory that it changed at one point. But...
I disagree with
that. I disagree because you can see the mesh.
Do you know why I disagree with that? Because they all say that the change happened... in Ant-Man.
Yes.
When he went nano, and then when he came out, he was in a different universe. Here's my issue with that. No Marvel universes are that similar.
Yeah.
So, in Marvel, whereas in the real world multiverse theory, there is a multiverse theory that in every... things can be completely different, slightly different, or not really different at all. The only difference between one universe and the next is that on a random Tuesday, Bill decided to wear a hat instead of not. That made no difference.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But they both still, in the real world.
Yeah, yeah.
In Marvel, that never happens. All consequences cascade because that is the way Marvel write. So the idea... that this in the Ant-Man universe... so what am I hearing? That two Ant-Men at the same time shrunk down to the nanoverse and then when they came up, what, they were in each other's universe?
Yeah.
No. Because Yellowjacket was still fighting him. So both Yellowjackets had to have known an Ant-Man in that, and there's too much. Yeah. I disagree, we're in the same Marvel universe. I don't care.
Yeah.
DC, yeah, we could be anywhere. Because especially Aquaman, it makes no sense. Yeah. But so Suicide Squad, I think the plot was there. I liked the base plot of they've got to stop the witch.
But it's just executed poorly.
Yeah.
But this,
I think it's going to be a while. I'm going to say before you wrap this bit up, I'm going to say to this, I think it's going to be a while before we touch DCEU again because we're just slamming it. Because we can't do much but slam it. I think we're going to have to wait another couple of sessions of hero films before we do another session.
Yeah,
of DCEU.
I mean, no, this is the thing. I mean, for me, don't get me wrong, I am more of a Marvel fan, but I also have a special place for DC.
I love DC. I love the Batman animated series, the Superman the animated series, Justice League, yeah. Justice League Unlimited. I love them. They were great shows and they worked. And could you take any one episode and span it out into a film? Of course you could. Why aren't they doing it? Because they can't. Because they lack creativity. And Warner Brothers, for some reason, just seem to be reactive at the moment to Marvel rather than going, no, let's take this story and do it.
Yeah.
Batman's Rogue Gallery is fucking huge. We've seen so many, the Joker too many times. We've seen other villains too many times. Spider-Man, we've never seen a repeat villain.
No.
Batman has one of the biggest rogues galleries on the planet. Use it. Superman has a massive rogues gallery. Use it. Wonder Woman, massive. Use their rogues gallery and stop thinking you need Thanos-level threats and Loki-level threats and Ultron-level threats. You don't. You need a solid... The Riddler is a... Have you seen The Batman?
No.
I hate The Riddler.
Right.
He's not The Riddler. Okay. He's a twat. He can't do riddles, if you like.
Mm.
Make it work with the Riddler. He's the reason Batman's a detective.
Yeah.
Make that work. And again, I don't blame Robert Pattinson for this. I will never blame an actor unless the acting's bad. I will blame the writers and the directors. Your job is, and the producers, it's your job to catch a bad film, and you're not.
No.
You're being lazy, you're making reactive shit by what the people with money want. You need to stop that and go, no, we're making this, or I'm pulling my money.
Mm-hmm.
Which, just the last thing I'll say is, with the announcement of the World of Warcraft film, I think that's what they'll do if Amazon try and fuck with that. If Amazon say, no, we need an LGBTQ black midget from planet... I go, no, that doesn't fucking exist, because they're heretics in 40K. They have their, this is the way the universe is, and they bolt and rivet to it, and if anything's different, they kill it.
Yeah.
And that's why you shouldn't have those. If they exist in the real world, fine. You do you, I don't care. You're not bothering me. I don't care if you're whatever. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Live your life. And people who hate them, go fuck yourselves. Because you've got no reason. They're not bothering you. Fuck off. But don't shoehorn it into a film that doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first three films of DCEU...
They need to do that with more films. That was my point.
The first three films of the DCEU there... as we say, overall, Man of Steel, the best,
yeah.
Best out of pretty much the whole of the DCEU. Yeah.
Then Suicide Squad, then somewhere down at the bottom we'll put Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Martha.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that really.
It. Yeah,
we will continue with DCEU at some point. It is going to probably be more bashing, but unfortunately, that's all we can do. We really want the DCEU to work, and hopefully under James Gunn and his new direction, it might... I won't hold my breath.
Thing is, if it's going to work, James Gunn, like I've just gone on a rant about, needs to say to Warner Brothers, we're doing this.
Sign your checks and shut up.
Sign your check. Give me the company credit card. Right? Fuck off. You go remake fucking something else.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the Joker and the Batman need to fuck off. They can't confuse the...
Apart from the fact that they're doing the Joker 2.
But they shouldn't.
No.
If they're putting James Gunn in this, scrap him. Let him have full...
Trump, yeah.
Because especially, they've not got the same problem as Marvel. Whereas Marvel, Sony still owns Spider-Man and some of the stuff there. Warner Brothers don't have that issue. They've got all their IPs.
Yeah.
Give them to James Gunn and fuck off.
Yeah.
But But yeah.
We'll be back next week with Ghost Rider. And yeah, so see you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.